the holes in Dudley Street Skate Park. Lavender had started the construction there. The holes are obviously part of that construction. They cut through, and then they put the footings in those holes that will help support the concrete ramps. Those do not reflect what the ramps are, contrary to some rumors. Those are essentially keyways that will lock down these larger pieces, these larger apparatus that are coming in. So that part is done. The issues not on the concrete surface itself, the parking, sidewalk, and so on, are still to be done at this point. The one part of the ramp structure that has not been done is the area of the that half moon construction off the end. That will probably be done a lot closer and specific to, you know, that particular piece, because it's custom fit. So those items, that's as it physically stands now. This afternoon, I got an update regarding the shipment and intended arrival date. The intended arrival date I was given this afternoon is September 16. Our original hope was to be able to have that a month earlier than that. But unfortunately, when you make that order, you get in line. And when you're dealing with the number one supplier in the United States, a few days makes a big difference on when you got in line, apparently. So that's, as it stands right now, the apparatus is supposed to be here by that date. The schedule still remains that the intended or the anticipated time for construction, once it's here, should be about 3 days. So once it arrives, it's not going to take long until it's ready to use. Hopefully it'll get here, we'll watch it fall together, and there'll be kids on it in a very short period of time.
And it may be cool enough to use it.
Yeah.
What's the call on that?
Yeah, hopefully it will.
Is there any penalty clause that gets invoked here?
There was a penalty clause to the contract for non-performance and not being the one variable to that was beyond anybody's control was their production of the items. Now, if they would have produced them and left them in a warehouse for a month, it's a different story. But it is a production cycle. When it comes off the line, it's loaded on a truck and it's headed here. So, no, we're not able to enforce that penalty.
Well, the manufacturer is located in California, and we all know what happens out there, so we'll muddle forward as best we can. I suggest that perhaps this will give the epoxy a chance to dry sometime. Remain permanently attached.
Yeah, it's bad when the humidity is this high.
Yeah. So. All right, any questions for the director on this?